haven't we? We've learned so much. I just want to add a few more things very briefly, and I'm going to need some help too. So, young people particularly, you haven't finished helping up here yet. I want to continue us to think, helping us to think about how Jesus chose his disciples. Because the way Jesus chose his disciples was very different to the way that other special teachers, the rabbis of that time, chose their disciples. So in order to help us work that out, I need as many of the young people to come up on stage as you can. Come on, up. I need lots of you. I need lots of you. Up you come. You're not going to have to do anything very difficult. Up you come. Boys as well, come on. Right, just come and join me up on stage. Now, if you were lived in Jesus' time, the great teachers of Jesus' time, what they did was that from a very young age, they often took some children and they would teach them together. And they would teach them things about God. And what they would do often is they would take a whole load. The first stage was to say, actually, what we're going to do, we're going to take the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and you're going to have to memorize them all completely, word for word. Do you think we could do that? No. Okay. So that's what they did often. And what they would do is to say, we're going to really work hard with you and memorize them. And some people would be really good at it, and others might not make it. And what they would do is then say, right, I'm afraid you guys haven't quite made it. You did really well, but you haven't quite made it. So can you go and sit down? And actually, you've got to go back, and you're going to learn your trade now. So you might become a fisherman or a cook, or you might be an innkeeper or whatever. But you're not quite good enough, I'm afraid, to be my disciple. So could you go back now? Thank you. Yeah, you didn't make it either, guys. Sorry. And then, no, you did make it. Jack, you did make it. You come up here. You were brilliant. And then what would happen next is you made it too, yeah. They'd go on to school part two. And what they'd say, right, now you've got the first five books of the Bible sussed. What we're going to do is we're going to learn the rest of the Old Testament word for word. Is that all right? So you're going to nearly know it all word for word. And they would spend a lot of time teaching these guys who were the best at the first lot. And do you know what? Some of them would do brilliantly, but others, they wouldn't quite be good enough. So do you know, you guys didn't... Jack, you made it again. Come this way. Come this way. Now, you three made it, and you guys, sorry, you weren't quite good enough. So you need to go back and go back to your trade. You do well. You go and be your fishermen, go and be your carpenters, go and be your innkeepers. I tell you, do you want to make it or not, John? Yeah, you made it as well. All right? And then what they do then is once they've got the best of the best of the best of the best, they'd say, you guys, come and be my disciple. And you know, that's how the great rabbis of Jesus' time picked their disciples so often. They picked the best of the best of the best. The ones who had learned all the stuff really, really well and who knew all the stuff in their heads really, really well. And that's who they picked and then said, now, you guys, you've made it. Come follow me. But Jesus did it differently, didn't he? Where did Jesus find his disciples? He didn't go to the best of the best of the best, the ones who were really well educated, the ones who'd really made it. Actually, Jesus went out and he went to the fishermen and he said, you come follow me. He went out actually to the ones who hadn't made it, the nobodies, and he said, will you come and follow me too, actually? And then he went out and he found some more. And he found the tax collector and he said, will you, you're not going to have to do anything, Gordon. All right. Will you, the tax collector, there. And he said, will you be my disciples? You see, he didn't pick the best of the best. You guys can go and sit down now, because Jesus didn't pick the best of the best. He picked... Okay, you can stay. only if you play along with me. So, but Jesus went, and good point. I've got some slides, haven't I, which I forgot. The thing is, Jesus chooses anybody and the nobodies. Because if you're willing, he said, you come and follow me. you come and be part of what I'm doing. And you don't have to be clever, and you don't have to get everything sorted, and you don't have to have had a really long education and got all the great skills. Jesus said, just come if you're willing, and come and follow me, and I'll teach you, and come and be with me. And the other thing about Jesus was that Mary's already talked about this, the way that Jesus taught the disciples actually was a bit different too to the way we might think about it. Jesus didn't say, can you turn up at 9 o'clock in the morning for lessons, please, and you're going to go home at 3:30 on Friday, and we're going to sit in a classroom and we're going to do lessons. No, he didn't, did he? He said, come, follow me. And he said, first of all, he appointed them, it says in Mark 3:14. I love this verse. He said, he appointed them, that's the nobodies, so that they, first of all, might be with him. He simply invited them to come along and do life with him. And what they had to do was, could you get up on the top step so everyone can see you? And you guys can join in as well. He basically said, look, what I want you to do is I want you to watch how I live my life, and I want you to try and be like that too. So you guys, what you've got to do now, can you just watch me and can you do everything I do? Is that right? But you're not allowed to talk because then they won't hear me. So what you've got to do is you've got to try and copy everything I do. And you've got to, come on. You've got to copy. Come on, you can do it, John, can't you? Can you copy everything I do? Can you watch me closely and copy everything I do? Pretend you're preaching a talk up here. Can you do that, John? Oh, dear. But you see, that's the thing about Jesus, that even when the disciples didn't get it right and didn't do what he wanted, Jesus never gave up with them. And he still loved them, and he still didn't send them away, and he still was... Brilliant. But you see, that's what this is all about, isn't it? It's about us watching Jesus, about learning how he did things. I love it. And actually trying to be like him. So he appointed them. Okay, you can stop now. Give him a round of applause. Come on. But have a look closely. He appointed them so that they might be with him. And that's where we start. We start by spending time with God. How do we get to know what Jesus was like? How do we know what God's like? What do you think? What do you think, anyone? How do we spend time with him and know what God's like? Talk to him. We pray. What else do? We read the Bible. We come to church and learn from it. That's how we are with Jesus, isn't it? I don't want to plug something. I've got these this... You're going to get one. Go on, you're going to get one. I'm going to plug something. I've got sent through these to trial this week. They're called the Family Prayer Pack. A vicar somewhere else in the country has put these together, and I think they're great. And I've ordered 5 of these. And in this pack, it says, you will find a Bible story about Mary and Martha, a game, what would you rather, a mealtime discussion starter, a child's bedtime prayer, a guide to pray for your child at school, cross sticks to make a prayer pail, inspirational quote for the adults, pack of Skittles with a prayer guide, prayer Skittles, and information about the next family day. These are great, and I've just got a few of these to sample. I've paid £2 for them. If you want to give me £2, you can have it, or I'll give you them free for this one. For the first 4 families that come to me afterwards to try it, on the condition that in 2 weeks' time when we talk about prayer, you're prepared to come to the front and tell everybody else how you got on with it. So there's the deal. First 4 families that come to me. They are great at mealtime. You're doing well. Nearly there. So he appointed them so that they might be with him, and then something else. Can anyone remember what else was in that sentence, John 3:14? He appointed them that they might be with him and be, he might send them out to proclaim the good news and to cast out demons. That's what it says. So there Jesus said, come and be with me so that you can learn from me, and then I'm going to go and send you out to go and do what I've done. And that's what Jesus says to each other. That's what it means simply to be a disciple. Come and be with me, and then I want to send you out. I want to think about where we're going to be tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Or anywhere interesting we're going to be this week. Where are you going to be this week, interesting, Tara?
At Montessori.
You're Montessori. No, that's where God has sent you out, actually, to be his disciple. Forget the exciting ones. Let's go for the normal ones. Pauline's going to be at Open the Book tomorrow. That's where God sent her out to be a disciple. We've got a very special visitor here today. Sorry, Ness. Ness, tell us what you do on a Thursday morning, Ness. Ness has a passion for young people and is running an amazing toddler group at All Saints. That's where God has called her to be a disciple and sent her out up there. Who else am I going to pick on? Heather, where are you going to be this week?
Tuesday afternoon in the Littleton Well Bookshop.
Littleton Well Bookshop. That's where God has sent you out. You're doing so well. Sent you out to be a disciple. Where are you guys going to be this week? Up at the bridge. That's where God has sent them out to be a disciple. And that's the exciting thing. God will send us out wherever we go. And so really at the heart of that sentence is the rhythms of grace. We've been called to be with him. That's the first three rhythms, if you like. Set aside time for prayer, open to the Spirit, transformed to the likeness of Christ. And be sent out. You've got to get this bit right, ready? And be sent out. To go and be God's disciples in the world. And you know, I think that's really exciting. And I want to tell you just one thing else, and then I'm going to be quiet and sit down. You know, the disciples that Jesus called, once Jesus had gone back to be with his Father in heaven, we see the disciples healing a man who was crippled in Acts chapter 3. And those disciples are hauled up in front of the council, who are saying, come on, what are you guys up to? And one of the things which they said was they look at those guys and say, these are unschooled, ordinary men, but they're doing the things that Jesus did. And now I want to just say, we are, whether you're an unschooled, ordinary person, we're all ordinary people. Some of us are unschooled, some of us have got umpteen PhDs. But whoever we are, we can do the things that Jesus did. So, will we be people who will be appointed as disciples so that we might be with Jesus and be sent out? And just to finish, I want to show a video which actually just highlights actually that call to go and be a disciple. And I love this video, and I constantly watch this, and I found it really exciting about what we can be. So, thank you, guys. Come back and be with me so you can learn a bit better next time. John, you are fantastic. And let's watch the video together.